Hi, it's Colin here again, and redshift is the topic of today's astronomy boo. So redshift is another astronomy term that you might hear a lot in common language. You might even remember the games publisher from the 1980s that had the same name. But for astronomers, redshift is one of the tools that we use to try and figure out just how far away an object in space is. So to understand how that works, we need to understand a little bit more about the nature of light, the light that astronomers snuffle up with their fancy telescopes. So one way to think of the light is as a wave. So let's take two people. Why not keep our twins from yesterday's astronomy boo? We've got Boo and his brother Hoo. Now, if Boo and Hoo stand apart from one another and they each hold a piece of rope and Boo starts wiggling it around, the rope will start to move up and down in waves. Now, if you look more closely at the rope, you'll be able to see the peaks and troughs in the wave. Now, the distance between peak to peak or trough to trough is called the wavelength. So now if we go into space, we know that the universe is expanding. So imagine Boo and Hoo, and they move further apart from each other, and the rope gets stretched, and the distance between the peaks and the troughs in the wave gets longer. So the wavelength gets longer. And this is the same thing with galaxies. As the galaxies are moving away from us, the light waves from them get stretched, and the wavelength of the light gets longer. This shifts the light more towards the red end of the spectrum, bit like the rainbow, and so it's called the redshift. Now just how much the light from these galaxies gets redshifted, that's what tells astronomers how far away the object we are looking at is. And that's redshift. Now I'm getting a great response to Astronomy Boo, so I'm definitely going to keep it up. But I'm actually heading to the Isle of Mull in Scotland tomorrow for a quick bank holiday getaway with my girlfriend. But if she'll let me, I'll boo from there if I can get the signal. And don't forget, you can always follow me on Twitter @SkyPonderer.